Did you see that thing just emailed to some, your name screwed up?
You said you didn't get it. I was like, I'm sure. I saw your name on it.
Yeah.
No, obviously not spelled right, so that's why I didn't go through.
It sounds like, huh?
Meditation period.
Andrew, is your machine ready?
No, sir.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending the November 6th meeting of Orrville City Council. This evening, we'll be led in prayer by David Hargrave. He's the associate pastor at Salem Mennonite Church. Would you stand with me, please?
Good evening. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for our city. Thank you for the peace and the cooperation that we experience and have experienced. Thank you for the growing diversity. Thank you for the men, women, families that serve our community. I ask that you would bless each member of this council with a wisdom beyond their own. I pray for grace, peace, protection for them individually and collectively. And I ask that in the coming days, coming years, that Orrville would continue to prosper. Bless our schools, our businesses, each aspect of our community. And I pray that we would experience an increased cooperation and collaboration. I ask that your blessing rest upon us tonight and in the coming nights and days. In Jesus' name I pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Shu.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Vance.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asparis.
Here.
Corkman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Everyone on council should have gotten a copy of the minutes of our October 16th meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a statement. There was an error in the recitation of the title of Administrative Order Number 217. The title should have been read Wastewater and not Water. The title was correct on the agenda in the proposed administrative order in front of council. I indicate this correction so that the minutes accurately reflect the legislation that was previously read. This administrative order is scheduled for fourth reading tonight.
Thank you. Anyone else have any comments? Mr. Vance.
I move that we approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson.
Yes.
Vance.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Corkman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shu.
Abstain.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have public comment this evening. Mrs. Lynn Horner is here. Lynn, if you would go to the lectern and state your name and address for the record, please.
I can do that. Janet, are you doing the handouts for me?
I've already done.
Okay. My name is Lynn Horner. I'm a resident of Orrville.
retired as CEO at Dunlap Memorial and now been a resident here for 21 years and in my current home for 20. I'm here to talk just a moment about the utilities here and render my support, I guess. We were having a meeting at Rotary about a month ago, having some lively discussion about the press concerning the rate increases that were proposed. And my comment was, gee, it's too bad that everybody didn't read Paul Loker's great series over the course of a week about the utilities and all of the increases. And I also shared that Jeff Rediger had done a presentation for Exchange Club that was really very helpful. So with Rich Corkman's help, we invited Jeff and Janet accompanying him to a Rotary meeting, and they talked about it. And as my intro, I talked a little bit. I had gone back and looked at our utility usage. I did it by six-month increments over a period of 19 and a half years. That's what I had from my Quicken files. And I came up with this line. Now, Janet has cleaned it up because she was able to give you a trend line. I could not figure out how Quicken would give me a trend line, but I did this. But just some of the comments when I introduced Jeff were that over the 19 and a half years of data that I had for our personal use, we'd averaged about 0.64% per year in utility increases. And while I know the discussion right now is over water and wastewater, I think most of us only care what's my bill for Orville Municipal Utilities each month. For the five-year period from 2002 to 2007, it was an average, it was 2.3% increase with an average of 0.46% per year. From 2007 to 12, it was 2.4% increase with an average of 0.48 per year. And then in the last few years, because of the changes with the EPA mandates and so forth and other changes that you know far more about than I do, there was a 19.4% increase, which averaged to 3.88% per year. But having said that, that's still the average for the last 20 years nationwide is about 4.1%. So if I look at 0.65% during that time period versus 4.1, I still think we have a terrific deal. More importantly, I think the value of having local utilities has been great. Professionally, it was wonderful having a relationship with the local utilities. When the transformers went down at the hospital, we sometimes had to close the ER. It was nice to be able to call the director of utilities and say, just how long is this outage? Do I have to divert patients? I don't think they do that now because I think they've got backups, but we didn't at that time. I like that my husband, who's on oxygen, when we're out, I can call somebody and talk to them and get a pretty good idea of what I need to do and do I need help and know that I think they even will try and help us out with backup power if we need it for the night. Those are services that I don't think we have elsewhere and we take for granted. I understand the dilemmas that we faced with the EPA, but it is nice. There are many wonderful things about Orville that I enjoy and my family enjoys. Orville Utilities is certainly one of them. And while my numbers may be slightly different than Jeff's, they're based on our actual usage. And I think new appliances and when my kids show up for visits and things like that may impact them. Overall, that is the experience that we've had, which I consider to be a great deal. And I appreciate and value the services that we have. When we were talking about it, I offered to share that, and here I am. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. The papers are there for you to look at. Those are our actual utility bills for that time period.
Thank you, Lynn. Sometimes we don't receive allocates. Many times it's just complaints, and it's nice to be on the receiving
end. It was a pretty lively discussion over lunch, and unfortunately most of the people were looking at the internet and not looking at the facts. So we tried to share some.
Okay. Thank you. We'll now move to standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Espiris.
Thank you. Mr. President, I have no report this evening.
Thank you. Utilities. Mr. Corfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report.
Thank you. Health and Safety. Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't want to be any different. I have no report.
Thank you. Transportation, welcome back, Mr. Shoup. I hope you're feeling much better.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much, Mr. President. I also have no report tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report, yet I'd like to call a planning committee meeting for November 20th, our next council meeting at 7:15, so just a very quick meeting, brief meeting, right before council on November 20th, 7:15 p.m.
Thank you. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Horson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met and therefore have no report.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports, and this must have been because we've got a full agenda tonight, so we will move to administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever way you look at it, I have a bunch of stuff for us. So we'll get through it here. First of all, I just want to mention our Employee of the Month for November is Scott Myers. Scott has been employed by the Orville Utility since 2000, where he started as a buyer. He was promoted to his current position as materials manager in 2003. Scott's department is responsible for purchasing materials and services for all of the utilities. He maintains an inventory of over 12,000 items valued at over $4 million. Scott's team deals with a wide variety of materials, needs, always shop around for the best solutions and has it on the shelf when it's needed. In our business, you don't just go to Lowe's or Ace Hardware, especially when you're providing services that operate 24/7, said Jeff Brettinger, our utilities director. And I would also add to that that our parts and equipment for our utilities in the city can be extremely specialized and complex, and so that's not a hit on Lowe's or Ace Hardware, but that they simply just don't have those materials. So Scott and his crew do the best job possible in finding those things for us at the best price. Scott follows all sports, especially Buckeyes football, which was probably a very hard day Saturday. I know it was for a lot of us. And all the Cleveland teams, which hasn't been much better lately, I guess. Living in Oroville, he spends most of his time in the yard, working in the yard, and with his family, wife of 30 years, Tammy, and also daughters Brooke, Lacey, and Ashley. Their newest addition is granddaughter Brinley, 4 months old. And so we'll be having lunch Wednesday this week. Also, on a yearly thing here at Council, I have some names to bring before you for our various committees or boards that meet from different times during the month. And some of these need Council's approval, others do not. I usually try to let you know who's been appointed or reappointed, just so you know who those people are. The first one is for Utilities Board. We have one person whose term ran out, and that was Don McFarland, and he has agreed to serve another term, so I would ask Council's approval for that. And I don't know if you want to go through all these and do it at once. There will be probably six or eight of them, so that's okay. Get with me if you want to do it that way. The next one would be Board of Zoning Appeals, and we had two whose terms were up, and that was Kevin Domer, who is actually our senior member of that Board of Zoning Appeals. He has agreed to another term, and also Al Lehman, and he has also agreed to another term, so I bring those two names to you. For Council's information, Planning Commission, Jen Phillips' term ran out, and she has agreed to serve another term on the Planning Commission. And also for Council's information, Civil Service Commission, Arlen Steiner's term was up this year, or would be up this year, and he has agreed to serve again. Our next one for Council's approval is for the Street Tree Commission, and that was Matt Plyvin, and he has agreed to serve again. and we probably will be meeting again not too long from now. The Street Tree Commission is required to meet once a year to inform the commission what all is being done with shade trees and so forth, and so that should be coming up before too long. Design Review Board, we have Steve Snyder, Mike Hampshire from Council, and Sue Ann Wertz. All terms were up this year and all have agreed to serve again, and so we appreciate that. And that one does need Council approval. And then the other two groups, Nuisance Abatement Committee and Income Tax Review, I have these folks on the list. Neither group has ever had to meet, and yet we still have to have them on the list. Councilman Corkman is on the Nuisance Abatement Committee. I did not call him because I assume he's going to stay on. I actually didn't call the other folks either because they never had to meet. And so if we do meet all of a sudden and they say, well, I don't want to do it anymore, I guess I'll just find somebody else. But that group, the Nuisance Abatement Committee, just for your information, is Tim McGuire, Alicia McDonald, Rich Corkman, and Ron Desiker. And Income Tax Review is Steve Knox and Chris Conway. And then the third position there is to be appointed by those two if a meeting is called. So that's that. And that would be the list. And so, Council, if I have your approval for those folks that I mentioned, we'll be done with that.
Mr. Corfman.
Move we accept the recommended list.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Larson.
Thank you. We appreciate those folks who are willing to serve on these committees. We did, starting several years ago, give them a nominal fee for when they meet. If they don't meet, then there's nothing in payment. But at least we're, you know, getting them down here, coming to a meeting, whether it's once a month or whenever they have to meet. The last thing that I wanted to mention, and this is a very, yes?
We didn't vote on that motion.
Oh, okay. We'll go ahead and do that.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes. Now we can go ahead.
Now I thank you. The last thing I have is, it's a very sad note. We mentioned a few weeks ago that the agreement with Rails to Trails was completed, and we were able to do that without going through a lawsuit, which was a wonderful thing for all involved. One of the people that made that the most possible was Mr. Tom Moffat, who came all the way up from Dayton probably three or four times and met with us. He went with me, and I think Cheryl was with us one time with Mr. Douglas to tour his farm out there to see concerns that he had and look at where the trail was going to go. Tom passed away Saturday, and it was truly a shock to all of us. He was such a vibrant person, loved the trail work. He was very active with trails all over the state of Ohio. I never met him until he came up here to help us with that, and within the first meeting, you felt like he was somebody that you knew forever, and just a wonderful person. So very sad for all those involved with the trail, and so we express our deepest sympathies to his family, his wife, Jody, and all of the friends, too. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Yeah. Now I'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Small, short report tonight. The railroad, Norfolk Southern, is out doing work on a few crossings. One of them is in town. It's the South Crown Hill crossing. They are expected to be there a couple of days. Obviously, with that crossing closed, it's hard to get around on that southern end, so I would highly recommend folks avoid that area. They are also working on a couple other crossings in Wayne County at the same time, but they are not in the city limits. Also, leaf pickup is full steam ahead. It's been a little warmer. The rain hasn't helped much, but the warm weather they do appreciate. They are currently north of market this week. They're a little bit ahead of schedule. Don't worry, you folks on the south end, they will be on the north end a couple weeks and turn back around and try to hit the south end again as well. Everyone's going to get at least one more pass through, so have time to get your leaf piles out. And that's my report for tonight.
Thank you. We'll move to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, have a brief report tonight. Last night's storm that came through, we weathered that literally rather well. Had a few blinks on some of our circuits, tree branches, things along that line coming down, crossed over some of our circuits. We had several instances of some lightning damage in there, but we didn't have any customer outages other than a couple of blinks right around the time that storm went through there. So we were pretty lucky from a location perspective, had a few leaves off the trees, and you know, certainly having the distribution system kind of rebuilt over the past handful of years certainly helped out a lot on that. At the last Public Utilities Board meeting, as you're aware, we the board is reviewing some policy changes dealing with delinquent accounts. We had about 34 people attend that meeting. We're in the process of getting some summaries of that meeting and some responses out to all the attendees, and we'll be having some further discussion with the utility board on that at their next meeting. And last item, I want to thank Ms. Warner for the words of support. We appreciate that. And that's all I have tonight, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Move to our finance director, Ms. Strenlund.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have just two quick items this evening. The first is at the next meeting we'll be presenting council with the temporary appropriations for 2018. You'll find that they're very similar to the 2018 budget that we reviewed in June. I'll also be bringing some necessary appropriation changes for 2017, very similar to those that have been presented to you in years past. That's all I have this evening.
Okay, thank you. Move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. This evening for me, the only thing I want to remind everyone of is since Thanksgiving is coming up, be careful. Don't try and catch any wild turkeys with your cars. It could be bad for you and the turkey. We'll now move to old business. Mr. Larson.
Administrative order number 117. I move this administrative order be placed on fourth reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Gasparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Administrative order number 117. An administrative order granting authority to the Public Utilities Board of the City of Orrville, Ohio to increase water utility rates by 8% beginning December 1st, 2017 through December 31st, 2017. The first day of January beginning 2018 through January 1, 2022 increases as follows. The first 2 years, 2018 and 2019, the increase will be 7% per year. The next 3 years, 2020, 2021, and 2022, the increase will be 6% per year.
Any questions or comments this time? This is the fourth reading. We've heard it. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a question for Mrs. Kirkbride. Just for clarification, there are three things that happen with this. We can vote it down, vote it up, or let it slide through on its own fifth reading by inaction. Is that correct?
Yes.
I am of the strong opinion that letting it slide through is not a good option. I think that we need to either support it or not support it. Mr. Gregor's laid out a very comprehensive plan and reason. The administration has done so as well. So at this moment, I would like to move that Administrative Order 117 is adopted as read.
Okay. Let me get a second, please. See no hands go up. That motion will die for lack of a second.
Administrative Order number 217. I move this administrative order be placed on fourth reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Gasparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes. Administrative Order Number 217, an administrative order granting authority to the Public Utilities Board of the City of Oroville, Ohio, to increase wastewater utility rates by 7% beginning December 1, 2017 through December 31, 2017. The first day of January beginning 2018 through January 1, 2022 increases as follows. The first year, 2018, the increase will be 7%. The next 4 years, 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022, the increase will be 6% per year.
Questions or comments on this one? Again, this is fourth reading. Yes, sir.
For the same reason, I would move that Administrative Order 217 is adopted as written.
Thank you. We will need a second to continue with that motion. See no second. That motion will die. Okay, that completes our old business for today. We'll move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution number 4617. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Vance.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Resolution number 4617. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract and or contracts with other political subdivisions to provide police, fire, and or EMS services to and from said political subdivisions for the calendar year 2018 and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler. Thank you, Mr. President. This is a biannual resolution. Which just allows us to enter into contracts with our local townships to provide some fire and EMS coverage to those folks and areas that they are in need of coverage. Obviously, we work with them in regards to where they want us and where we'll be, and obviously, for sure, we can cover that area, which normally we are. Then we enter into a contract to cover those areas. Typically, it's a two-year contract, so this would probably wouldn't come back to you for another 2 years then after this. The police part in there is just in case we have any folks that come to us and want to enter into mutual aid agreements. Ohio Revised Code already allows for mutual aid, so those agreements don't necessarily have to be in writing for us to do those. On occasion, we do run into folks that want to put it in writing so there's a clear understanding of expectations, etc., but those are outlined in Ohio Revised Code, so they don't necessarily need to be on paper in order for them to be in effect. And I'll be glad to answer any questions for you. We've been in contracts with these townships way before my time, just to put it bluntly. So,
any questions or comments?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shoup.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
I move resolution number 4617 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Resolution number 4717. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Resolution number 4717, a resolution authorizing the City of Oroville to sell by internet auction or otherwise dispose of
municipal personal property in the year 2018.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, another annual resolution. This just allows us, whenever there's a personal property, whether it be a cell phone that folks are no longer using or car, those are just a few examples, but we typically put those on eBay or GovDeals, sell those. They've been very effective ways of selling at the highest possible price, to be honest with you. I just recommend that we continue along that trend again this year.
Questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corker.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I move resolution number 4717 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Resolution number 4817. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution number 4817, a resolution authorizing the City of Oroville to sell by internet auction or otherwise dispose of unclaimed or forfeited property held by the police department in the year 2018.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Another annual housekeeping item. This one is typically, it's obviously just the police type property. For the most part, these normally are bicycles that have been unclaimed. We always have a handful of those every year. And again, we do that by eBay or GovDeals. And it's, again, proven very effective for us. And I recommend continuance.
Questions? Mr. Corfin.
I know it's effective and all, but that circus of an auction was really a lot of fun.
I bet it was a lot of fun. I've been to a few auctions. Those are a great time.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Vance.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
I move resolution number 4817 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Vance.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Resolution number 4917. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Resolution number 4917, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a purchase order or orders without bidding for the purchase of the following materials and services to meet the requirements of the City of Oroville, Ohio for the calendar year 2018 as follows. Purchase of gasoline and diesel fuel, purchase of medium curing asphalt, asphaltic concrete and asphaltic emulsions, concrete, liquid insecticide for mosquito control, services, supplies, and machinery needed to chip and seal roadways, alleys, and or city-owned parking lots and driveways, services, supplies, and machinery for street traffic painting and crack sealing services, general miscellaneous engineering and architectural services, police professional liability insurance, and public officials liability insurance with riders for employment practices liability extended employment practices liability.
Mouthful. Okay. Mr. Wheeler again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. Again, another housekeeping item. It's an annual resolution we do where we just outline some of the products that we buy throughout the year that are obviously critical to our providing services to our citizens throughout the year. And we'd be glad to answer any questions. Yes, sir.
Do we still chip and seal our own roadways?
We do not. We typically contract that out. Okay. There's still one company that does the chip and seal, and they are very good at it. We do, and there are some of our own street painting. We don't do a tremendous amount. If we're doing a tremendous amount, we'll contract it out, but that is an item that we do if it's a smaller job on our own.
Thank you. Any other questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Hsu.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Hsu?
Yes.
I move resolution number 4917 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Vance.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Hsu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ordinance number D-17. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Ordinance number D-17. An ordinance to authorize the mayor of the city of Orrville, Ohio, to join a coalition of municipalities retaining special counsel for purposes of initiating litigation to challenge the constitutionality of amendments to Chapter 718 of the Ohio Revised Code relating to municipal income tax and declaring an emergency.
Okay, Ms. Strimlin or Ms. Kirkbright, which of you would, Mrs. Strimlin?
I'll speak to this legislation. We've discussed this ordinance over the past several months. At the last meeting, Councilman Asparis asked that we proceed with the legislation that's before you this evening. This ordinance does allow the city of Orrville to enter into a coalition of municipalities that will retain Frost, Brown, Todd, to challenge the constitutionality of amendments to Chapter 718 of the Ohio Revised Code with regard to municipal income tax. If you recall, the required amendments to the tax were approved with Governor Kasich's budget. The bill requires that we adopt these changes prior to January 2018, or we could risk losing our authority to collect income tax. One of the items that will have an impact on the city of Orrville allows the Ohio Department of Taxation to collect net profit tax returns on our behalf. The funds would be paid along with the return to the Ohio Department of Taxation. Then they would be dispersed back to the city. However, they would make deductions for audit adjustments or refunds, both of which do not require our approval. And I will tell you that we do an audit here of returns, and there are many times that we return requested refunds because of an error. And with this situation, we will not be able to see those returns or approve them. If the state approves them, then that's the way that the return will stand. They will also charge a service fee of 0.5% before the funds are dispersed back to us. We'll no longer have access to those business returns. We can request that they be reviewed or corrected or audited, but we have no authority to do that ourselves. We feel that this is a direct violation of our home rule authority. Essentially, the state is forcing municipalities to adopt legislation that gives the state the authority to collect and administer our local income tax. The legislation does not have to be passed this evening. If you have any questions, Ms. Kirkbright or myself should be able to answer those for you.
Anyone have any questions?
Ms. Strimlin, the half percent doesn't sound like much. Do you have a ballpark figure for what that would be for us?
It's going to depend on the number of businesses that make that option. About 30% of our income tax that's collected is attributable to net profit returns. So it could be significant if businesses decide to follow and submit through there. We fear that the next step is it will be a requirement, and that the next step will be withholding, and they have put some provisions in that then they can compare that with our local government funding, and so we feel that this is possibly a real slippery slope that the state is headed down.
Also, since we already have a person taking care of our income taxes, we would still be paying that person plus that money that we would be paying to the state. Is that correct?
That is correct. However, we would not be able to provide assistance to any business or individual that files with the Ohio Business Gateway because we won't have access to that documentation. They would be required to call the Ohio Department of Taxation and work through those individuals. And we feel we provide a nice service to our residents and our businesses. There are many instances where we help with the preparation of the return or answer questions, if you will, and help them with payments and required due dates and those types of things. And they would now be required to go to the Department of Taxation if they opt into that program.
Okay. Mr. Morrison.
Do we have a number yet on the other municipalities that have joined this coalition?
As of last week, there were over 115. So tonight is a popular council night for most of the cities and villages. So I would assume that number is going to increase.
Thanks.
I also provided a packet PowerPoint presentation that was prepared by the City of Athens and the City of Cleveland that was presented at a recent OML conference regarding these changes in House Bill 49.
Okay. Mayor.
I just wanted to mention again that, you know, I've talked to Representative Wiggum and also Senator LaRose about this, and they assure me that they both understand how we feel, and we would never allow anything to pass that's going to hurt the municipalities, but yet this snowball just continues to keep rolling. And even though they assure me that they don't agree with that, I don't know where all the push is coming from down there, because obviously it keeps going. And that's our concern, is, you know, where we're going to end up with this.
Mr. Spears?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, this is important. It is a coalition, and we're not really sure where it's going to go, but we do understand that Orrville is fine without House Bill 49. We have no problems administering our tax code here, and it's been successful for several years. So it's unfortunate. It is what it is. We have lawmakers in Columbus that decide that they think they can do a better job, or at least take a few dollars while they're trying to do our jobs. But Orrville has been stellar in managing our taxes. And, you know, from time I've been on board with Mr. Leggett and now Ms. Strimlin, we've had several awards in our finance department. So it really is unfortunate. And hopefully, our mayor, we support him in this coalition. With these 100-plus municipalities, hopefully we can get some ears in Columbus to listen, because it is disheartening. If it isn't broke, don't try to fix it. That's what you're trying to do.
Anyone else? Mr. Banks.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think ostensibly the legislature is trying to make Ohio more competitive for a business environment, trying to make it easier to file taxes. And so they're trying to utilize this Ohio Business Gateway, which has been a terrible website for many years, has to be revamped in order to implement this. But the what they fail to lose sight of is the local connection and local community leaders that can work with these businesses in order to help administrate and help with this very important aspect of doing business, which is dealing with your taxes, being able to estimate your taxes, have your taxes credited to your account, be able to check in with your local officials on where are we with our taxes. Of course, we lose that ability here. And my question for the Ohio legislature is, when is this encroachment on home rule going to stop? Ms. Strimlin mentioned we're on a slippery slope. That we've been on the slope now for a number of years. A couple of times a year, we continue to see legislation that takes away more and more of our home rule authority. The reason why there's home rule authority is because local municipalities are better at handling their affairs than the state government. Once you get to the state government level, it seems like then they feel like they are better than local municipalities at handling their affairs. And that's just the trend that we've seen. We continue to see it, you know, with a couple of different areas every year. We pass ordinances, you know, resolutions, protesting it. Now we're joining a coalition. But we've seen very little from our local legislators that show us they understand what really is going on. And it's time that they listen to us. And so let's respectfully ask our legislators to take a much closer look at this issue of how much home rule authority has been eroded from municipalities over the past several years and the impact that it has made on hundreds of municipalities across this state. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vance. Anyone else? Mr. Corbin.
Thank you. I'd like to echo what Mr. Vance said, but the Ohio Business Gateway, everything's fine as long as you're working on that in the automated section. As soon as you have to dial 1-800, it's definitely not done better at the state level. Here you just call our little 684 number, you will get our tax people. Our companies, the Orville companies, can get the help they need or the answers they need if something comes up with that. It's definitely not done better at the state level if anything goes wrong. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Spiras.
Ms. Spiras?
Yes.
Forkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
I move that ordinance number B-17 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes. Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Barris?
Yes.
That completes our new business for this evening. Anyone have anything for the good of the order? I have a couple items. One, it may be too late by the time this hits the press or the TV, but please go out and vote tomorrow. Don't care if you vote for my party or somebody else's party, but make your vote count. The other thing coming up later this week is going to be Veterans Day. Be sure you thank those veterans. If you know they're a veteran, thank them. If you don't know it, just keep in mind that our veterans are what has made our country what it is today, and we have the ability to say what each one of you said right there. Not all countries have that opportunity. That ends our regular part of the meeting. We will move to executive session. With executive session, anyone not involved with the city government will need to leave the room, but we will need to have a motion.
Mr. Make a motion that we move to executive session for personal matters.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Hanser.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spiras?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. President, if I could note that there will not be any business conducted after that meeting.
Right, no. Yep. Thank you. Yep. Thank you. That way you don't have to wait around the hallway and rush back in.
Thank you.
Thank you. back.
Thank you, Morgan.
Okay, you're welcome.
I would like to apologize to council. I know everybody got my emails about the candidates' information. When Paul and I switched, I was under the impression that it was a contested race, and the mayor cleared it up for me. It wasn't. So that's why the emails came in like that, and I apologize for that. I found out later, thanks to the mayor, it wasn't needed, so I apologize.
Well, I'm